Thank you, Nate, for sharing. Appreciated that. The verse that stood out to me was verse 35. It says, "And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst." And the thought that crossed my mind is, if we live in Christ, we can be complete, we can be satisfied, our lives are filled, and I'm thankful for that this morning. We see all around us, there's people you can see they're not content, they're not happy with what they have, and there's something missing in their life. That is because Christ isn't living and operating in their lives. And so I'm thankful for that this morning, that if we have Christ, the bread of life, he fills us, we don't have to hunger, and we never thirst. Christ makes us complete. Okay, we will open up for time of sharing, I'm sure, with everything that you've heard this weekend. There's a few of you who have things to share. So yeah, now is your time. If there's something on your heart or mind that you want to share, feel free to do that.
It's been a good last couple of days to be here at church off and on. Like Ryan said, thank you to all of you for your support the last few days. I know there's been a lot of activities going here at church, but as I was reflecting back and I thought about, this weekend, Friday night with communion, we went through, all of the things and the scriptures there. I just had to think, I'm so grateful for the scriptures that have already been fulfilled. If you go back into the Old Testament, you read Isaiah, you read through Micah, you read even back in Genesis, the Savior was promised. And obviously we know that was fulfilled when Jesus came and during his time here on earth and his willingness to suffer for each one of us. And this morning I just had to think about it, as the believer, we celebrate this morning. And I was listening to a song the other day. It said, the only reason that Friday is good is because Sunday came after that. And I thought, how true is that? If Good Friday wouldn't necessarily be a Good Friday if that's kind of where the story would have ended at. It would have kind of been another sad ending, in history. But Sunday morning came, Jesus rose again, and we obviously know the rest of the story there. But I just had to think as well, I can't wait for the rest of the scripture to be fulfilled also. There's more to come, especially for the believer. We have something to look forward to in the future. Sometimes it looks overwhelming or, whatever, if you read through Revelation and all the things. And we know there's going to be trials and there's going to be hard times and things that are going to come for the believer. But you know what? We have something far greater, and that is we have a hope for the future. We have a place in the future if we truly have our hearts right with Christ. So that's what I was grateful for this morning as I thought about it. I'm excited for what the future holds, both for the church and for the believer as well.
In John 1:1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And I say thank you, Nate, for sharing what you did, because He is the bread of life, and He is the Word. And also have to think of how the psalmist said that he delights in the law of the Lord, and in His law does he meditate day and night. And the question came to me, do I appreciate that? Do I feast on His Word? I need it for myself every day. And so I just praise God for that, that we don't serve a dead God, but a living God.
Amen.
Yeah, what came to my mind as Nate was sharing was sort of got my attention was how these people were following Jesus because of the bread, the physical part of it, and how often I catch myself maybe doing that same thing, that I have to come back and say I'm not following God for physical profit or whatever, but that we follow God because of or follow Jesus because of the spiritual, the things. We worship Jesus and God because of the spiritual side of it, not just because He blesses us physically. Just the other day, my little boy had gone through some pretty hard times, sick, and ended up in the hospital and all that. And I was just like, God, would you just, just come and heal him? And before that, I would only, sort of the first time that he was ever sick. He had the cold or whatever, but it just sort of hit me. Was I thanking God for his health before? or did I wait till he was sick to come to God and say, hey, would you just heal him? And so, yeah, it was just sort of an eye-opener, and thanks, Nate, for sharing.
Thank you, Nate, for sharing that. He is the true bread of life. And had to think this morning, as a lot of you know, we went to Alaska Wednesday a week ago, and we're there for a week and a day. And I had to think this morning, I am so thankful that even though when we travel 2,000, 3,000 miles, I'm not even sure how far it is, that Holy Spirit within us is still there, that it never leaves us, you know. And I had to think about that this morning, you know, if the Holy Spirit would just be with us when we're in church or when we're in Holmes or Wayne County, how would that look like? You know, as soon as we step outside of that line, then God's not with us anymore. How would that look like? And obviously we know that is not true. That is that the Holy Spirit, if once we're born again and the Holy Spirit is within us, that is, he is with us continuous and forever. And I am just grateful for that this morning, that no matter where we go or where we travel to or our closet that we disappear to pray to God, that Spirit is always with us and is always there to guide us and to lead us and give us conviction and give us hope. So I'm just thankful for that this morning. This morning there's so many thoughts running through my mind. The other thing I had to think about is just, I want to just bless each and every one of the church people that are here, just the unity that I see among each other. You know, there was some water rolling into the basement maybe Friday night, and just it got fixed, and yeah, just small things like that I see. And just maybe the breakfast this morning, there was people here working at 6:30 when we got here, and just the unity and the love that each and every one has for each other. Let's please not lose that. I want to bless each and every one in that.
Okay, thank you for that. And yes, thank you, Joe, Friday night, for being willing to work overtime hours. I think the overtime hours get sort of pricey at times, but Lord bless you for being willing to do that and fixing it for the time being, at least, to keep the water out. So, okay. Lonnie, if you're up to it, maybe we'll have sing for another 10 minutes or so, and after that we'll have prayer and be dismissed.
So I don't know if you're paying attention to the news right now, but there's a rocket out there with some people in it, and the pictures that they're sending back to Earth are really neat. If you want to see some interesting pictures, and it got me thinking about the song, turn to song number 127.
I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise, that spread the